So as always, with the sound of the bell, a switch your awareness from the outside to the inside. And do this by keying, first of all, on the body. Feeling your feet on the floor, your butt on the chair or the cushion. Opening up the chest and the spine. Feeling the hands, the pulsing of the blood in the fingertips and in the hands. The top, back of the head, pressing up toward the sky, opening the heart, and breathing. The beautiful breathing. Breathing in. I'm aware of breathing in. Breathing out, I bring peace to the body and to the mind. So we want to sit still, not moving the body at all, not moving the mind. And this peaceful breathing is not meant to cover over whatever's happening inside. It's meant to give us the space to observe and tolerate with some sense of ease whatever is going on. So just notice. Let the breathing, especially the exhale, give you enough space to notice just what is spontaneously in your mind, in your heart, or in your body, maybe sensations in the body. Just notice whatever comes into view. When you breathe out, just let it go and be fresh for the next happening. Thank you. And as you sit and breathe and observe, maybe you can reflect on the fact that, first of all, none of this is your doing. You breathe whether you want to or not. And the thoughts that come to mind, the sensations in the body, the emotions that you may feel, they just come. Somehow they're already there, ready to come in a moment. Fundamentally, in other words, these moments of your life are not under your control. They're just unfolding from someplace very deep within you, within reality itself. And you survive it all. It's very beautiful. Maybe more beautiful because it's not under your control. Breath by breath, we can just be here in the middle of things. Letting everything come and letting everything go. And always something comes. And it always goes. The next moment always appears, bringing a new situation, always, always. So let yourself float in that, and use the breath and the body to anchor you as you float and drift. And notice how when you trust your body and your breathing, when you really make the effort to be here, be present, you don't need to be in control of what happens. You can trust what happens. You can trust the flow of the thoughts and the sensations and the feelings. And this flow is going on all the time, even when you're busy, even when you're in a situation in which you seek to control things and do control things, it seems. Underneath that, beyond that, inside of that, is this constant flow of breathing and thoughts and feelings and experiences. That sometimes you're aware of, but mostly you're not. But in meditation, you can devote yourself to observing it. And you can learn to trust it more than you trust your own control, or at least as much. This is what we call vulnerability. Trusting something that's in you, in all of us, in all of reality, and yet not controlled by you. So when you find yourself not knowing what to do, not knowing what's going on, when you have that sinking feeling that things have suddenly gone out of your control, you can remember this feeling. You can take a step back inside your body, your breathing, your awareness, knowing that you can let go and make room for the next thing that's going to happen. And you can trust it, even if you don't like it. You can trust it. So breathe with that feeling. Float in the reality of your own awareness, of your own body, of your own breathing, and of reality, the universe that always knows what it's about, moment after moment. In just a moment, I'm going to strike the bell to end our meditation. I'll strike it once. And when you hear it, see if you can really, really listen. Listen all the way up until the time that the sound somehow dissolves into silence. Thank you very much.